Damian, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. We are starting things off talking about a juice bar in town. You all did a profile on this business. What can you share with us?
That's right. We're starting a new series at the Las Cruces Sun News called Hidden Gems. And once a month, we're going to be profiling some of Southern New Mexico's hangouts and hikes and hobbies and other under-the-radar destinations or things to go to. We'll be doing one of these a month. If you've got one in mind, you can email our reporter, Leah Romero, at lromero@lcsun-news.com. So this place, the Sassy Grass Juice Bar, is out on West Picacho. It shares a parking lot with Valley Pizza. So lots of our listeners may know where that is. A lot of times, if you're heading out that direction, you might be going to La Llorona Park or maybe to the Rio Grande or a stop at Valley Pizza or Icebox Brewing Company. But this is a great destination for health-savvy Las Cruces. Customers walk into a lounge space. They've got pool tables and couches and TVs and lots of other stuff. Once you get inside, you'll likely find a juice bar where juicers ask you, how do you feel today? And they kind of work really hard to turn that around. We talked to owner Ramsey Legal, who opened the business last March, and his intention was sharing his devotion of juicing with the public. A long time ago, he bought a juicing machine. He said he's always dreamed of opening a juice bar. And this was his chance to do it. Last summer was really good. The winter was a little slower. They also offer CBD products. And they're in the process, I believe, of applying for a cannabis dispensary license as well to kind of expand the smoke shop portion of their business.
Okay, that's really exciting news, not only for the business, but also for the city and that region that is seeing more businesses develop in the area.
Sure.
Let's move on and talk about Pete's Patio on the NMSU campus. It's located in the Student Center. It recently won a national honor.
That's right. It couldn't have been a worse time to start up, quite honestly. But before COVID-19, Pete's Patio inside Corbett Center was a popular place on campus, serving up cold drinks and hot food. During the outbreak, however, they had to shut down, like lots of bars and restaurants around the area did. The future of Pete's Patio was certainly uncertain. But last fall, they reopened to a lot of fanfare, not only among the campus community, but also nationally. They recently won the National Association of College and University Food Services Loyal E. Horton Bronze Award for retail sales. So, they're really celebrating this. If you haven't been there, it's probably best described as a cantina-style establishment. It's nestled in the heart of the Student Union building there at NMSU. They've got outdoor seating. They've got a fire pit. They've got a bar area featuring drinks like Pistol Pete's Green Chili Martini and bourbon apple sweet tea and lots of other stuff. Really kind of an exciting time to be on campus. They also serve lots of the products that we've talked about here on this segment. You know, New Mexico State's official alcohol partnerships, including Bosque Brewing's Pete's 1888 Ale, the Crimson Legacy wine from D.H. Liscombe's, Dry Point Distillery's Six Shooter Rye Whiskey, and lots of other stuff.
All right, Damian, I want to thank you for giving us an update this week. We look forward to talking with you next week on the Monday Business Watch.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Anthony.